For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, Pam. Welcome to a cold Friday morning, but what's bugging you?
Oh, it's awesome.
I absolutely love this weather.
But so Gainesville City Commissioners.
You know, Pam, you could just stop there and we'd know what you meant.
There you go.
Go ahead.
You know, they're trying to raise the money with what you know by raising all the waste pickups.
Yeah.
But they're also in charge of the traffic lights, and for the last week, the traffic light on Williston Road going, I don't know what direction, west, but they said south, north, whatever.
Right.
That traffic light, they've got it cycled so much that the traffic is backed up on Williston Road past Nationwide, and everybody is trying to cut in on the bottleneck. Bottlenecks and roundabouts just drive me crazy. But, you know, They need to not be in charge of the traffic lights. They've got them cycled so badly.
Yeah, that can be frustrating, obviously. And so now, Nick, just to clarify, do you think she's talking where that northeast that backs up approaching I-75? Is
yeah,
that the spot?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Because that's one that's always backed up, too.
I mean, eastbound? Westbound?
She may be in a different spot, because I always see Southwest Williston Road backing up approaching
I-75,
trying to get towards I-75. But now, listen, let me tell you this. In the past, when there have been some issues, because there's one that's near my house that they will, that when they do the school, they sometimes forget to put it back so that it triggers for traffic overnight.
Right.
And if you call the office, I have found them to be actually very responsive. Now, I know it bugs you when you're having to put up with it, and you're like, wait a minute, what is it with you people? Can you not, you know, get this together? But give them a call to the traffic office, and they actually, in the past, like I said, have been very responsive. Hey, Pete, good morning. Welcome to Friday. What's bugging you?
A judge in Georgia recently ruled on the way that ballots are going to be counted during the election, and this ruling came less than a month before Election Day. And I hope that President Trump has teams of lawyers ready to pounce on stuff like this, both during and after the election, or otherwise it's going to be a repeat of 2020, and especially in Georgia. And to the people of Georgia, love you. Come on down and spend your money in Florida on vacation. But to the government bureaucrats of Georgia, I wish you a hearty thank you, guys.
How do you really feel, Pete? Come on. Oh, wait a minute. That is how you feel. We did say let it out and get it off your chest and let it out. That's okay. No problem. 877-975-9825. That is the number to get on what's bugging you. If you like letters better, it's 877-WSKY-TALK. Sometimes that's easier to remember. Good morning, Layton. What's bugging you?
Well, Greg, I was on Facebook, and I posted what my organist said about FEMA being out of money because they spent all their money on all the illegals. And they took my Facebook account down and locked it, and now I cannot get on Facebook for anything.
Oh, that would be frustrating. Now, you know, I'm going to be really honest. I've not decided what I believe in the whole FEMA thing. Do I believe that this administration did some raiding and moving of accounts and that kind of thing? I would not put it past them at all. Does that mean that FEMA is necessarily broke? Not necessarily. But I have to say, I saw quotes from leadership in Washington, FEMA. A lot of the things that they denied a week later, I remember seeing the headlines where those were exact quotes. So, wow. Are they messing with us again? Probably so, but is that unusual? Probably not. Mark, you're on What's Bugging You? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg and Nick. I'm not into marijuana at all, but two things bug me about Amendment 3. The first is Bob covered it, how we can't grow our own even if we wanted to. At least California allows six plants per person in the household. And the other thing that bugs me, I don't understand why Trump is supporting that at all. As we know, he doesn't drink. It actually sounds, I love Trump a lot, but it sounds suspicious to me that he's supporting that Amendment 3.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of folks about that because I kind of had the same thing. And my initial thing was, okay, was he just looking at it as a general thing when he was asked about it? And that was my initial thought. He did say I did read a quote where he said he was voting that way. Then there's the part of me that goes, has anyone really sat down with him and explained what it's really about? That it's really not about you having your rights and staying away from fentanyl-laced pot. It's really about an agenda of a company that's going to make a whole bunch of money because it's basically their bill. So that kind of bugs me as well. Just an opinion. Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning. Well, I'm very upset. My home insurance went up 25%. With a route that was completed in 12/9/22, and my car insurance went up in $200.
Wow.
It's like just breaking your pocket.
Oh,
when
no.
When they're going to do something about this, they say the government of Florida is going to try to do something, but when, 20 years from now, when I'm no more in land?
Wow, yeah, I am totally with you. And that is a big topic around the state. Car insurance, home insurance, and it is putting everybody in a bind.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.